It was a hot summer's evening, and the pores of my skin leaked with sweet perspiration. Put my mouth on the clutch and hit the accelerator with my left hand. Speed really marinates my pot roast. Anyways, back to the meat and potatoes. I was driving along and some broad calls me up on my Nokia. Says that she's got a dead body in her basement, and I tell her to shut her mouth and I'll beat the shit out of her. I don't know why I did it, I just felt like it. I haven't tasted Snatchler in about 3 hours and I'm dying of dehydration. Snatchler, that reminds me. I gotta stop by the liquor store and grab some condoms. Can't afford to knock up another floozy. I already have 8 kids that I've never met. I needed to develop a cool buzz, and I had already finished the 3 bottles of Jack that I had in my cellar. I was fine. The road wasn't spitting yet. Maybe I'll go to the bar for a quick snapper, or I'll stop by Marshall's for some rum raisins. That really hits the spot, but I don't want to pass out before 3 in the a.m. session. As I'm cruising down the freeway, I begin to think about many awful occurrences. One of which is the time in my young teenage life when I was held at gunpoint and forced to abort a baby with my bare hands. Damn, this is my turn. Sunset Boulevard, land of the free. The aborted fetuses and the terrified expressions that they made. That kind of stuff really stays with you, and I couldn't get it out of my head. Last Christmas comes to mind. My niece was recently blessed with a baby boy. Before the secret hand exchange, he hung himself in the shower. He was only 2 months old, for Christ's sake. The whole family cried, but I just poured myself a glass of port and then some eggnog. Drank myself to sleep. Didn't even notice the paramedics or police and such coming in. Finally, I'm home. I gotta shake this thick shroud of uncertainty off. There's something in the air tonight. I can feel it. I don't like it. And what I don't like, I usually kill. So I pull out my revolver. Bang!